Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Once again, Thanksgiving is upon us here in the United States, and once again, I'm going to trot out a clip from No Agenda episode 359. So a very long time ago in the lore of No Agenda, and I recorded this, or I brought this clip in back on episode 346 of Phoneboy Speaks. Yeah, I guess I'm not up for original content, but still pretty much captures my feelings about the Thanksgiving holiday. Not that I don't get together with family and enjoy taking the day off and that kind of thing, but it's still a bogative holiday. Much of that stuff's been said. And it seems like, the Thanksgiving holiday is maybe not quite as important as it used to be, at least in my own life. I'm not sure how other people view it, but it is what it is. And so with that, I will turn it over to Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak from, a while ago at this point.
The president, this is quite amazing, actually, what has happened with this holiday. And we talk about this every single year. It's a fake holiday. John will give you the genesis of Thanksgiving, which we're always happy to give to you. But I thought the president, I thought the way he twisted this holiday into the war holiday is just fantastic. Because, of course, every year on Thanksgiving, what do, John? We always thank the troops. That's what we're thankful for.
From my family to yours, I'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Like millions of Americans, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, and I will spend the day eating great food, watching a little football, and reflecting on how truly lucky we are.
Like all elites will be doing. Some people are doing other things like, I don't know, working, volunteering.
As Americans, each of us has our own list of things and people to be thankful for.
Oh.
But there's some blessings we all share.
What's that?
We're especially grateful for the men and women who defend our country overseas.
Yes. Now, doesn't that mean that that's just a war holiday?
Well, curiously, it's probably more traditionally a war holiday to begin with.
Well, it doesn't make me feel good.
Well, that may be the reason that they concocted this cock and bull story about the pilgrims and the Indians and all the rest of it. We do have a link in the show notes to a piece I wrote and rewrote a couple of times. I have the 2009 edition, which you can read, but it discusses the...
This is the genesis of the nature of your name, Buzzkill. Because a lot of people don't get this. People who don't listen to the show, they're like, what a dick. It's Thanksgiving, man. Don't be such a buzzkill.
Actually, let me take a look at the... there's a couple pieces. Actually, in 2004, I first put this on the blog under a blog post called Bite Me.
See?
I love Thanksgiving, but I don't for a moment think it's anything but a somewhat phony and artificial holiday since it's our only true de facto two-day holiday, more than makes up for any flaws. But let's not be fooled by the pilgrim nonsense. The term Thanksgiving was brandished throughout the U.S. history and officially codified by Lincoln in 1863 at the behest of activist writer Sarah Hale. Before 1863, there was no Thanksgiving per se, but a lot of proclamation giving thanks for this and that all called Thanksgiving. There are virtually no Thanksgiving events from the Thomas Jefferson administration until Sarah revisited the dying idea.
No Thanksgiving for you!
Her rationale was that Americans didn't have enough holidays. The Lincoln Thanksgiving was justified as a celebration of the North's victory in winning the Battle of Gettysburg and had absolutely nothing to do with pilgrims or anything of that sort. That nonsense was all reverse engineered by sentimentalists. Even the first supposed Thanksgiving in 1621.
Did you throw in the suffragettes? Throw in the suffragettes somewhere that we need them.
I don't have. I'm not going to. Those poor women.
It was
a three-day one-shot party modeled after something called Harvest Home. It wasn't called Thanksgiving. Harvest Home was the end of a harvest party celebrated in parts of the British Isles. This party didn't happen again, in fact, until most of the invited most of the invited Indian guests to the 1621 event were later butchered by the growing population of settlers.
Thanks. Hey, thanks. So wait a minute. Well, we thanked him and then we killed him? Is that how it worked?
Well, no, there's no thanks involved in his harvest home. The one documented Thanksgiving was a one-shot celebration to be held on June 20th, 1676. Thanksgiving was used more as a generic term for taking an ad-libbed holiday. There were some references to it being an occasional homage to the pilgrims now and then, but most people thought that that part was silly. Jefferson was particularly annoyed by the notion.
I love this.
Anyway, I can go on. It's a long piece. You can read it on the show notes.
We'll put it in the show notes. 359.
It is bullcrap.
It's bogative. It's bogative is what it is.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.